פרגרף דלד, וזה בחינס מפני סבא תוקום ועודרת פני זוקים. And now we'll understand the פסוק where the Torah discusses this mitzvah of respect, respect for rabbis and respect for older people. Mipnei seva. The Gemara says a seva means 70 years old and plus. Ki ikar zikna v'seva nimshach mishoyresh hazikna shomala. Because old age and knowledge, deep knowledge, come, where do they originate from? They originate from the old age kaviyachol by Hashem. The spiritual form of old age. Shemishom ikar hanavua, shu bir hamadama. And that's where prophecy, bir hamadama, comes from. Shehu bechinas matan Torah, of which a perfect example is when the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai. Shehu ikar shleimus hanavua helyoina, which was one of the most perfect examples of prophecy, heavenly prophecy. It says, Ponim beponim dibar Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to the Jews on Har Sinai face to face. That's this nevuah. That's this flow. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, v'oz, and the Gemara tells us that on Har Sinai, nidma lahem Hashem yisborach kezokei molei rachmim. Hashem appeared to the Jews like an old man, very kind, full of kindness. Nimtza, shebechinas zokein b'shoroshoi hu bechinas shoyresh hanavuah. So when do we see Hashem appearing as an old man? When he's giving prophecy on Har Sinai, when there was that flow of the Aseres HaDibros, it says, correspond to the 10 levels of prophecy. That's when Hashem appeared like an old man. Umishom ikar hazikna v'hasevo shel kol hazkenim dusha. And that's where all human beings who reach an old age, that's where they draw that aging process from. They draw it from this zik, from kavyochol Hashem's aspect of zikna. Ki ikar hazikna v'hasevo hu bishvil birur hamedame. Because the main reason for a person becoming smarter, zikna means chachma, and seva means old age, is to have a better birur hamedame, to be able to sort things out. A child, we watch a child playing with a train set. That kid is playing with it exactly as if you would think it's a real train. Well, look, the train made a turn. You thought, what do you mean? It's not a train, it's a toy. What? It's not a toy, Daddy. This is my train. This is a train. To a little kid, that toy is his real train. To the older kids, we know today, older children, 30-year-old kids and 40-year-old kids, they have their tchotchkes. They have their toys that they play with. And then a person gets older, they reach 50, 60. The older a person gets, if they're living a proper life, they become smarter and clearer, and they discard the toys that they played with in the past, because I'm smarter than what I was at that time. I don't need those, the nonsense, the foolishness, you know, that the things that attracted them and entertained them at that time. When they get older, they're on a much higher level. The main reason for this zikna and seva is to be zeche to birur hamedame, bishvil sheyigale emunah kedosh ba'olam, so that we should be able to reveal and broadcast faith in Hashem in the world. That's the reason for a Jew getting older, to reach higher and higher levels of faith in Hashem. Shebishvil ze marich Hashem yisborach yemei odom. That's why Hashem gives a person long life. Kedei sheyizke beroiv yomov lahamshech al atzmoi heoro mebechinas ruach nevua. So that by the person getting older, the older they get, the higher they get spiritually, and they're able to receive some of that light from nevua, mebechinas zokein molei rachmim, which is associated with age, with becoming older in age. Shemisham shoyresh hazikna, that's where zikna originates from. So that the person will be zoche to clarify the medame, and thereby reveal true faith in the world. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'gam ad zikna v'seva elokim al tazveni. Hashem, till I get older and smarter, please do not leave me. Ad agid zroyacho ledor, till I will broadcast your power, your strength to the generation. Lechol yovoi givurasecha. Everyone that comes to me, I'll tell them about your power, your greatness, Hashem. So we see the Torah is telling us that the reason for a person living in this world, getting older in this world, is to draw more of that Ruach Nevuah, that Ruach HaKodesh, that Bir Abedame, to attain a higher level of faith in Hashem, and to broadcast that faith in Hashem, to tell it to my kids, to my grandchildren, to my friends, to my neighbors, to everybody I'm in contact with. V'alkein ad Avraham lo yehava zikna. And this is why the Gemara tells us that up until the time of Avram Avinu, people never got older. Meaning, even as they grew on in years, nothing changed. The hair remained black. Everything remained exact. You didn't see any change in a person with aging. Kihu harishon shegila elokusa boilam. Because Avram Avinu was the first one to broadcast Hashem to the world, to enlighten the world about faith in Hashem. V'ze b'chinas uvemoishav zekenim yehaleluhu. And this is why the pasuk says that in a sitting of elders, we praise Hashem. Ki hazekenim heim b'chinas birur hamadame. Because the older people, they represent Birur HaMadama. They're people who have grown up already. Again, you have kids who aren't grown-ups yet, and you have middle-aged people who are not yet grown up. It's when they become older, when they become 70, that's when we grow up. We really grow up, and we have this Birur HaMadama. We see the world through completely different eyes than what we saw it as kids or as older kids. And that's what gives us the ability to really achieve perfection, to get to the highest level of being able to praise Hashem properly. This is what the pasuk says. Ask your father and he'll tell you. Ask your elders and they'll tell you. It's to turn to them for guidance, for this Birur HaMadama. Mibchinas, as the pasuk says, Mizikenim Ezboinon. From the older people, I will receive Bina, I'll receive understanding. Ki Iker Hazikno, Mashem Yisporach Marech Yimei Odom, Hu Kedei Shizbarer HaMadama Baroiv Hayomim Yoyser V'Yoyser. The main reason why a person gives a person another day and another day in this world, the ability to get older, is so that we'll get smarter and we'll have this Birur HaMadama more and more. Kedei sheyizke lohoidia amita semunak deshe boilum kanal. So that the person will be able to broadcast and reveal and spread faith in Hashem to the world. Because as people get older, you talk sometimes to a young guy who just started out in business, you know, 23. I'm going to do this. I'm gonna make $1 million. I. A guy gets a little older and a little more experienced, and in many cases, you hear him talking completely differently. I see that I'm nothing. Hashem helped me, you know. I see where it came from. It came from ways that I never thought of even. You know, my success and all kinds of things. The older a person gets, the more their eyes are opened up to see the real truth about life and about everything.
And
therefore, because of the fact that Avram Avinu was the first one who reached out to people, who broadcasted faith in Hashem to the world, therefore, true aging began from him. He was the first one to tap into this very high place called Zokein, Seva. Ki Iker HaZikna Hu Rak Bishvil Zeh. Because aging is only, the reason we get older is so that we'll get smarter. And smarter means, real smarter means, recognition of Hashem.
Ki Sairois HaZokon Nimshachim Mibechina Govoya Ma'oid Ma'oid Sheshom Shoyresh HaTorah.
Because the hairs of the beard, it's brought in the Zohar Kodesh, come from a very, very high spiritual place, which is the source from where the Torah comes from. Ki tleisar tikunei dikna heimachina shloishesrei midoy shatora reshes bohem shem klal hatora.
Because the 13 tikunim of the beard that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks, again, the Gemara says Hashem appeared to the Jews on Har Sinai as a zokein molei rachmim, an old man with a long white beard, kavyochol. That's how Hashem appeared to the Jews on Har Sinai, kavyochol.
So we see that the hairs of the beard represent this aging, this mellowing out, these 13 attributes of kindness, the 13 formulas by which we darshan the Torah.
V'alkein b'shas matan Torah nidma kizokin klal.
And this is why the Gemara points out that at the time of matan Torah, Hashem appeared, he was nidme, the birur hamedame, like a zokin.
Uklal ha-Torah hi b'chinas klal kol madrego is tanavua.
And the entire Torah represents the full spectrum of prophecy.
B'b'chinas, as the Pasuk says, ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem.
Hashem spoke to you face to face.
Diber Hashem zu nevua.
Dvar Hashem is nevua. That's how all the prophets begin their prophecy. Vayhi dvar Hashem elai lemor.
Kama shekosu shem atorna, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there.
Vayide nevua hu birur hamedame.
And through nevua, a person achieves this birur hamedame, this sorting out and clarifying the medame,
shayidei ze zoichel emuna, through which we zoichel emuna, shebishvil ze ikar hazikno vaseu ganal.
That's the main reason for getting older.
The reason for getting older is for getting smarter and realizing the truths about life, the most important truths about life.
V'alkein mechuyovim lechabed zokin vaseva.
And this is why the mitzvah is to show respect to a zokein or to a seva. Zokein in this context means a talmud chacham.
Ki ikar hu hakovoid,
because the most important thing is the respect.
Ki al yidei hakovoid shnoisim lohem, ayidei zen is gadel b'chinas ruach hanavua, ruach hakodesh.
Because through the respect that we show to this people, this elevates and increases their ruach nevua, the ruach hakodesh.
Shaydeze bira hamedame, which is what leads to bira hamedame,
shehu tikun hu emuna, which is the main tikun for faith in Hashem,
sheze ikur kanal, which is the ultimate goal.
The ultimate goal is believing in Hashem.
All of us in this physical world have all kinds of cloudiness, all kinds of uncertainties,
that make us doubt Hashem chas v'shalom, or not have complete faith and trust in Hashem.
And our job is to sort that out, to make the birur hamedame, to be able to throw away the falseness, the wrong, and to bring to light the true emuna.
Ki ikar hu emuna, kama shamra v'senzal, as the Gemara says in Makkos, bo chavakuk v'he'emidon alachas.
Chavakuk Hanavi came along, and he established the entire Torah on one principle.
Kama shamra, as the Gemara says, v'tzadik be'emunasa yichya.
Nimtzo shayidei akovoid shenoisnles zokim v'seva aydeze mamshich alatzmoi shoresh kedushas hazikno v'seva shalmala.
So through the kovoid that I show to this older person, we draw upon ourselves from the source of where that old age comes from.
Shubachinas ruach nevua, which is that place of prophecy.
Shayideze zoichel emuna, through which was zoichel to emuna.
Ki ikar bechinas ruach nevua. Shehu kedushas hazikna vaseva nimshach haidei akovoi kanal.
Because as we learned earlier in the previous year, the main way that the thing that activates a flow of ruach hakodesh and nevuah is kavod.
So by being mechabed a talmud chacham, by being mechabed an older person, I turn on that flow of ruach nevuah, of ruach hakodesh, which is what gives the person birur hamedame. It gives the person a clear faith in Hashem.
So that through the kavod, we said, hizorcha to the nevuah, which is nimsheches al yedei kavod,
v'zeh bi'atzmoi b'chinas kvod rabbi.
And this is the concept of respect for one's rabbi.
That's this display of kavod, which generates a flow of ruach nevuah, ruach hakodesh, which the rabbi gives back to him in the form of the Divrei Torah that he speaks, which are a chizuk emuna. The main tachlis of it all is strengthening our faith. Paragraph Hey, v'zeu, and this is why the pasuk says there, mipnei seva tokum, v'hodarta pnei zokein, v'yoresa melekecho, ani Hashem. Through the respect, the kavod that a person shows to an elder person, that causes a flow of nevuah, which is what's mechazek our emuna. If you look right after the Aseres Hadibrois, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why I did all of this, all of these fireworks and the Ten Commandments, everything? So that they'll believe in me, v'gam b'cho ya'aminu la'olam. So that the Jews will believe in me, and they'll also believe in you forever, eternally. We see that that was the goal, that was the objective. The objective of that revelation of nevuah and ruach hakodesh that took place there was to strengthen the emuna. Val yidei emuna zoichin lebechinois hanemorim sham b'soif hatoranal. And through emuna, a person is zoiche to all the different things that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about at the end of that chapter in the Likutei Moran, ad shezoichin lahakoil hamashkes hagan, to the point where a person is zoiche eventually to that voice of Hashem which waters the garden, the heavenly garden, which is what causes all the beautiful fragrances of the vegetation, everything, to blossom and to grow. The reichos, the fragrances, and the yirois, yira. We know that the pasuk says about Moshiach, v'horeichoi beyiras Hashem. He will smell from yiras Hashem. So we see the connection between yira and reach. Ayin Shom, look over there at the end of the chapter in the Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'zehu shenismach v'yoreisa me'elokecha achar mipnei seva tokum. Now we see how that pasuk flows, why the pasuk attaches the words v'yoreisa me'elokecha after speaking about showing respect for elders. Because through that respect that the person shows for the elder person or the Talmud Chacham, shayideze zoichin leemuna, through that a person is zoichin to emuna, ayideze zoichin leyira. That also results in the person having this yira, as we said. This vioresum alikecha, this reach of kedusha. This is pretty much the end of this section of the halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce the topic of Chanukah, the holiday of Chanukah, and show how the mitzvahs, the different things that we do on Chanukah, are all tied into what we're learning about here.